This is Benjamin St. Jude, defensive back for the Washington Commanders. I just want to give a huge shout out to Latoya Sports Rants, the podcast that you guys got going on. I think it's great stuff that you guys support us. I mean, win, lose, or draw, the fact that you guys are able to go out there and talk about a whole bunch of topics, especially us as a football team, and keep supporting us, says a lot about, you know, what you guys are standing for and what you guys are doing. So I'll definitely check that out, and appreciate the support.
Well, welcome back to an episode of Latoya's Sports Rants.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another installment of Latoya's Sports Rants. It was a W. That's a good thing. So, Toya, you can go ahead and get started.
Well, like you said, it was a W, right? Good game. You know, started off a little shaky in the beginning, you know, that pick six. But, you know, he hadn't played since, what, like, last season. So, I knew he would come in, be determined, you know, because for some reason, like yesterday, I saw just determination all over his face, you know, because he wanted to come in and win, especially coming off of what, just back-to-back losing streaks. And then, you know, Wentz, you know, being injured and everything. So I knew he was going to come in with some determination to win this game. And just some takeaways, you know, them passes to McLaurin, you know, very good. And I think, too, the defense, you know, I thought played exceptional yesterday. And also, you know, I'm not going to get too much into it. I think I'll touch on it later on. But the whole thing, you know, with these officials, it is just the most agitating feeling ever. But overall, good game. You know, everybody thought that, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, of course you got to, you know, be on your toes. But I don't know. Aaron Rodgers didn't even look like himself yesterday.
That's the thing. So was it a Packers loss or a Commanders win? Because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And looking at, honestly, like I said, the Commanders, Washington Redskins football team, I support them as my second team and everything, but it just seems like the wins aren't exciting. It's, all right, they won. That's good. You know, because if you look at everything, you look at the Eagles that look pretty unstoppable right now. Mm-hmm. You look at the Giants who at times, you know, like, what's going on? But they're winning. You know, mm-hmm. The Cowboys, they're winning. Dak is back. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, with this division looking as strong as it is, and the way that the Commanders are playing, is like they're fluky. When Heinicke came in, he was doing the same shit that he always does, overthrowing high passes too high. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you could say he was a little rusty. That's fine. Then one thing he's going to do is he's going to give you his receivers chances to mm-hmm. make those big mm-hmm. plays. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's really nothing to be excited about. Like, it's almost like it's the bad versus the bad, right? So you're looking at the situation, you got Heinicke, or, you know, a lot of people are excited. Mm-hmm. And when I say a lot of people, I just mean the fans that just want to see something different, you know? Mm-hmm. So you know what you're going to get with Heinicke. And you know what you're going to get with Wentz. So it's almost like is there any room for improvement with either one of these guys? And is the season, is it going to go anywhere?
I think for me, I guess just what I'm basing it off of is we're going up against a veteran quarterback who is that quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And just seeing the way that they played yesterday, yeah, could there's always room for improvement. You know, and coming in and beating Green Bay for me was a happy moment. And I get what you're saying. Like, to me, if the atmosphere with this franchise, if the whole aura of the atmosphere with that franchise was different, if we were actually like about something, you know, and it wasn't just about, you know, coming from the, I'm just trying to sell seats and that's all that I care about. If it didn't come from that aspect and they were like actually about winning and you know, doing what they're supposed to do and all this other stuff, then yeah, then that win probably would have been a little bit more exciting. But for me, them coming in and winning yesterday, I guess you could say it was just like a sigh of relief because, oh, okay, good, another win. So,
but could it be a sigh of relief though? I'm only asking just because, like you said, like it's Aaron Rodgers, but he's not the same Aaron Rodgers that he was. Mm-hmm. But you never count out Aaron Rodgers, so I'm pretty sure, yeah. Like last year, they wasn't that great, and then they just went on a little streak towards, you know, the mm-hmm. middle of the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's not exciting right now. It's just because y'all are, like, the other teams in their division are light years ahead, you know, ahead. Mm-hmm. You got Dak, which is Dak, you know. You got Jalen Hurts, which is, you know, a lot of people wasn't sold on him, but he's proven himself now, so everybody's an Eagles fan.
Right.
You know, and then the Giants are the Giants. You know, Daniel Jones is not great, mm-hmm. but honestly, he's better than what the Commanders have. And I'm not being yeah. negative, but mm-hmm. I remember for, like, the last several years, it's just like you'll watch a game, and when I say you, I'm just talking about people, like, mm-hmm. going to the sports bars or just here watching it with family and friends, mm-hmm. there was like some excitement.
Right.
You know? And it's like the excitement is not there anymore. And it's just like, maybe the excitement is not there because the name is horrible. Maybe, you know, I feel like there was more excitement when it was yeah. the Washington football team. It was more excitement when it was yeah. the Washington Redskins.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, the way that this organization yeah. does stuff is mm-hmm. it's like the name change, right? We're going to change the name. These are what were the possible choices of the name change.
When they already knew pretty much what the name of the team was going to be.
I mean,
be.
I know they got to, you know, do a little raffle with the fans and stuff, but it's like they didn't even do that right. Then you got Daniel Snyder that's doing what he's doing, showing up to the last game before the Packers, looking like a drunk wino, you know, like a drunk homeless person. It just, I don't know what it is. It's just like when they win, like Taylor Heineke should have bought a lot more excitement than he did. Terry McLaurin going mm-hmm. 5 receptions, 73 yards, 1 touchdown. Taylor Heineke was 20 for 33, 201 yards, mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns, and an interception. But that interception was a pick 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's right. just like, if you look at this organization in a whole, mm-hmm. as a whole, it's like it's the excitement is not there. And it's just like, on our cover photo, it's like bad versus bad. Carson Wentz wasn't playing good.
Mm-hmm.
Heineke wasn't playing good, but mm-hmm. it looks like he was because he was playing better than Wentz.
You know, if I've watched past footage of this team when they were the Redskins. And I remember a moment where, and this was back when, like, I don't even think I was born yet, or I might have been a baby. And this is when, pretty much during my dad's era, where they were at RFK Stadium, and just to show how much the fans were like rocking for this team and how much the enthusiasm was there. It was a game that they had played, and they said that the team was so was the fans were so just excited and happy that the whole like the whole stadium, like everybody was like, you could feel the whole stadium move. Like, that was just the excitement. And it's like, now with all of this other
outside noise
stuff, outside yeah. noise that we have, and then the name change, and it's like, bro, y'all already knew what the name was going to be before you even put it out there. Y'all was just trying to engage the fans to make us feel like we had some type of decision.
But Jason Wright, he isn't wrong for that. I agree with the way that they handled, the way he handled it. It's like, hey, let's get the fans involved, right? But to have somebody in our organization take pictures and release it to the media, and then on top of that, you put the Commander stuff up in the
it's just being super in a messy place,
right?
Yeah.
And then in a facility, and then you got airplanes that are driving by and you know, zooming in on our cameras,
mm-hmm.
and then posting it. It's like they mm-hmm. didn't have the common sense enough to be like, yo, let's black out the windows. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, let's shut this off to where it's Dan Snyder, is Ron Rivera, and Jason Wright. The, mm-hmm. You know, three of them are not going to leak anything. So the other people that they have in our organization is for years it's been leaks. For years it's been all this negativity and ignorance coming from this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And this win, the last two wins, is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But just like with everything going on, it's just like you get a win, and then it's like, oh, Dan Snyder looks horrible. What is he doing? You got owners speaking out against him. Then you get another win, and then it's just like, it is what mm-hmm. it is. Like, I don't know. It's a small margin for error with this team, but it just seems like it's... Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be negative. I know this is supposed to be a victory pod, but it just doesn't seem like things are going to be done correctly. And I don't know if it's, excuse me, if it's Snyder 100%. It could just be the organization in the whole. It has to be somebody that's been in this organization for a long time
mm-hmm.
that is not doing something right. It's like, I don't get it. You get rid of Bruce Allen, you know, but it's still negativity, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You get Landon Collins because he's a Sean Taylor fan, and you pay him all this money, and he didn't produce. You know, Josh Norman, you paid him all this money, he didn't produce, you know, and you it's like they pay all these maybe... I don't want to say washed up, but it's like they get these players that were released from other teams, and they pay them all this money for just being mediocre. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've been checking out a lot of stats and you know, doing a little research on stuff, and it's like, fans aren't excited for Heinicke or Wentz. Because like I said, it's bad versus bad. Heinicke mm-hmm. looked better because he threw the ball downfield and he played a little bit better than Wentz, but he right. was still bad though. So it's like my overall grade for Heinicke was a C because he's going to do Heinicke things. He's going to throw that ball downfield. He's going to, you know, take risks that sometimes can go horrible, which mm-hmm. was the pick six.
Well,
I just really don't know anymore. It's like this division is too strong. It's which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. The division is strong. You know, it's not the laughing stock of the NFL anymore. But then that means that only the Commanders is going to be the laughing stock of the NFL still.
Well, it's almost like they don't care that they're the laughing stock. It's just like, do y'all not see all of this stuff going on? And then, like I said, the enthusiasm, if you go back and just watch old videos when they were the Hogs, you know, anybody that is older than me knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And when fans was packed in that stadium, I'm talking about jam-packed, like some sardines. Now it's like you fast forward to 2022. It's about
home field advantage is not even home field advantage.
It's not fun anymore. You know, the aura in the air just it's not the same. It's not. You know what I mean? I remember before, like some years ago, I'd be happy to walk around when they were the Redskins with my hat on, jersey on, like especially if we were just going to DC or whatever, like, and knowing just how that aura was in DC, but not it's not there. You know, it's not, you know. And I'm sorry. I have to agree with you, you know? Like the excitement was there for that win, but it's like, okay, what now? What now? And then it's almost like we have to brace ourselves because we don't know what's going to come out in the news next. We don't know what's going to show up. We don't know if they're going to go out there and it's just going to be another repeat of what it was before we actually got two back-to-back wins. So I have no idea.
And it could be a third win in a row.
They play the Colts. You're
playing the Colts 4:25 on Sunday. Uh-huh. I think Matt Ryan was benched. Mm-hmm. He has some type of injury, mm-hmm, other than him playing horrible. Mm-hmm. It's funny when they do that to quarterbacks. You know, it's like,
yeah,
like for instance, the Broncos, like Russell Wilson, paid him all this money and he's been playing like complete dookie balls. And it's like, oh, he's injured, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, the good thing about it is, I don't think we can get any worse than what we already are. And it's the same thing with the Commanders. You know, you're going to play the Colts. That is a winnable game.
Right.
As long as the defense does what they're supposed to do.
No flags.
And the thing about it is, Heinicke is going to get Terry involved. I think let's change the way that this pod is going.
Uh-huh.
Terry is going to be involved. If nothing else, you know Heinicke is going to throw that ball down the field
to Terry.
And hopefully Jahan Dotson to play. You, mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? And he will get those long balls and get those receivers, right, involved. Because one thing you can't say, you haven't seen Terry that hype at all this season.
At all.
You know? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, some things to look up to. You know, uh-huh, what I'm saying? You get Chase Young back, which is a step up. You know what I'm saying? The defense, yeah, is going to get better with him involved.
Right.
You know, Jahan Dotson. And the good thing is there are some injuries that you can look forward to those people coming back.
Right.
So with the people that are injured, with them coming back can be an upside to this situation. But it's just the way I look at the situation is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fans, the beginning of the season, in off season or whatever, they like, we're not going to support this team. We want the Redskins. We don't like this. We don't like the football team. We don't like the Commanders. And
mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is you see people walking around with the, I'm not going to lie, that logo, I do like the logo. The W is,
I like the
is
colors,
pretty dope. I like the
but
W.
But the logo, oh, yeah.
I do like it. So, but this is my thing, right? You still see people walking around with Commanders jerseys. Mm-hmm. You see people walking around with mainly the Commanders hats. So it's like, no matter what, right, these people that fuss and cuss and everything like that, they're going to support the team.
Oh, they're going to rock out.
You know, I feel like that's why there's not going to be a change within the organization, because people every Sunday get on there, yell, cuss, rip jerseys and kick over their TVs and record themselves being ignorant. It really is not even worth all of
that, to be quite honest. But
that's the thing. You put yourself through this heartache, this wretchedness.
Right.
But it's like the support is always going to be there, which it's sports. What else are you going to do on a Sunday but go to church and then watch football? You know? So hopefully soon, sometime soon, they will draft a quarterback. Think they got Howell now. If they, you know, they develop, go through the growing pains, you know? Like, that's one thing that you have to go through. It's the growing pains. Stop trying to get Band-Aids from older quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
The Commander Washington Football Team Redskins, they don't want a Band-Aid. You know what I'm saying? They want somebody long-term that's going to be there. Stop getting washed up, you know, veterans from other teams that y'all been doing for several years.
Exactly.
Get a young guy, develop him. Well, you know what I'm saying? That's what they need to do.
Even with, like, Heinicke, or for a prime example. Okay, you pull this man in, like, what, mid-season? Mm-hmm. He's a prime. And I know that there's other examples. But he's one. You pull him mid-season because there was an injury. And then you saw how that went. So if they want to develop, then they're going to have to, like, let that process take its course.
But it's not going to happen.
I know, because they're so impatient. Just like some of these fans are so impatient. You can't whine, moan, scream, and holler, rip your TV off the wall and kick over vases because, like, this could possibly happen next week. So, like, what are we doing? You know? So either, it's just sitting there, and I know it's painful to watch and see every game, you know? Like, I get it. Like, but it's not worth doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? If you're in it, okay, cool. But don't go tearing up your stuff. Because I get, this organization is so dysfunctional. I get it. The team on TV, you think we about to score, and then boom, we get hit with a flag, or there's a fumble somewhere, or defense or the offensive line ain't clicking with the quarterback. Like, it, I get it. But let's stop. Like, seriously, you know?
If this organization wasn't so dysfunctional, I think some of the growing pains with the team wouldn't hurt as much.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that's what I really think. If this organization wasn't dysfunctional like it is, the growing pains with the losing and the getting the young players in, it wouldn't hurt as much. But if you're looking at, you got to deal with the growing pains of a bunch of young guys on the field and the veteran people that have been in the organization for a long time, and you got to deal with that, it's just like a lose-lose. And I think some of the fans are just disappointed in the organization because there's nothing to look forward to. But let me reiterate what I said. There was some excitement for Heinicke.
There was.
You know?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
And the excitement for Heinicke was warranted because that, you knew that he was going to do some things that Wentz wasn't going to do. But you know what? The thing is, y'all play the Colts. That is a winnable game. And I'm going to say that y'all, the Washington Football Team Commanders, are going to win that game.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're going to score more than 23 points, you know, because Heinicke is going to be getting the first team reps.
Right. And can I go out on a rant real quick? The officials, like, dude, it's almost like y'all get paid under the table or something. I mean, I don't know what y'all be trying to do, but it just seems like y'all be doing some underhanded stuff. And I know it's not just me that sees it. I know everybody else sees it. Like, I don't know what y'all's problem is, you know, but I just find it mighty funny. There were certain points in the game where y'all called the flags. You know, Washington is up, Green Bay is down. Oh, all of a sudden now you guys are just throwing flags from left and right. Like, seriously. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that obviously were flags, but it's just kind of crazy how y'all just nicely miss stuff on the opposing team. But then when the Redskins do it, you know, y'all are just quick. Like, it is so agitating, very agitating. And literally that's how a lot of the teams score, sadly, is from these freaking officials. It's like, it's the most aggravating thing ever. Do you agree with that?
I agree to a point. I agree. Some of the flags that are thrown on this team are just horrible. Some of the flags that they miss that for the penalties that are committed against this team are bad. But the reason that the officials don't get the flag that they deserve is because somehow this team shoots themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if they were just played a perfect game, mm-hmm. or as close as to perfect as you expect from this team, mm-hmm. It wouldn't be that bad. But the officials are not going to get called out on certain things just because it might be like a third and 12 and you get a stop. And then, that was a flag, pass interference. You're like, people be yelling like, oh, that's not a pass interference. And then you look at it again and yes, it was a pass interference. So it's like these players shoot themselves in the foot sometimes, and that's why I don't think that, you know, we can hold the refs liable for a lot of the bullshit just because, you know, this team is going to do what they're going to do, you know. But this game was not that bad as far as penalties are concerned.
Yeah.
I think they had, what, only 54 yards for as far as penalties are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in closing, guys, 2 wins in a row, possible third. Facts. And then you get to the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
The Cowboys, you know. So the good thing about divisional games is they're rarely blowouts because y'all play each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
And this defense has been improving from week to week. So,
right.
You know, let's just hope for the best. The dysfunction is going to be there. It's going to remain to be there. The growing pains with the young defense, the young guys on offense is going to be there. Just be patient. And like I said, you got to look at this situation for what it is. You know, the Commanders are not the Eagles. They're not the Giants. And they're not the Cowboys, who have good records right now. You got to take what you get. And 2 wins in a row haven't been exciting, but they're wins. So it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I appreciate you guys for listening. Subscribe to the Mitchell Hour on Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in every week, and we are out.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then.